I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The DNR last week met its proposals for the upcoming hunting season and bag limits. Deer hunting has always drawn the most attention in those regs, so we'll tell you what they presented to the Natural Resources Commission coming up right after this.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
The 2010 buck season saw a 30% reduction in the number of bucks hunters bagged in West Virginia. Reacting to the agency's operational plan for white-tailed deer, the proposals for this year's season are much more conservative on the harvest of antlerless deer. DNR Game Management Supervisor Paul Johansson.
We will be presenting more conservative antlerless regulations in many areas of the state as driven by the guidance afforded by our operational plan. We'll have our proposals will call for a total of 47 counties with or portions thereof with some type of an antlerless season. But with regards to significant changes, 31 of those counties or portions of those counties, it is proposed to have a more restrictive antlerless deer season, and 16 of those counties or portions thereof are proposed to have an antlerless season similar to what we saw in 2010.
As he said, 47 West Virginia counties will still be hunting for does, but the bag limits and the access to those does will either be at or below the levels last year.
In some cases, counties will be closed. Some counties that had an antlerless season in 2010 will not have an antlerless season in 2011 if our proposals are accepted by the commission. Some of our counties will have that are scheduled to be more conservative will have reduced bag limits.
Johansson says the operational plan for deer is designed to react when the numbers start to drop, but he cautions against a sky is falling approach to their plan for deer management.
We had a 30% decline in the buck harvest this past year, 2010, from the previous year. But I'm convinced that we didn't have a 30% decline in the deer herd. I think there were a number of factors that contributed to that decline. Part of the contributing factors are some of our management objectives, where we have specifically targeted a reduction in deer populations in certain areas of the state. But I think there were some other elements that played into the overall harvest that we saw in 2010.
None of the proposals are concrete until the Natural Resources Commission votes on the proposals, and that doesn't happen until after they hear your input. And that can be formally made in writing or at one of the DNR Sportsman Sectional meetings that are coming up around the state later this month. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.